I once was lost and sin, and Jesus took me in. Just a little light from heaven filled my soul. Oh, he bathed my heart, and he bathed it with his love. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Let's have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. Hear your favorite cry. Oh, he will answer by and by. Oh, a little prayer will turn in, and I know a little fire is burning. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubt and fear. My eyes be filled with tears. But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. Oh, I go to him in prayer. Do you do that? He knows my every care. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Let's have a little talk with Jesus. Oh, tell him all about your trials. Oh, hear his favorite cry. Oh, he will answer by and by. Oh, feel a little prayer will turn me. Oh, no, no fire is burning. Oh, have a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Hallelujah. Oh, to God be the glory. Oh, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. I'd like to thank God for this opportunity to be on the line this evening. Oh, to bring thus said the Lord, the word of God. We thank God for this opportunity of my chief apostle, the founder of Sunshine International of Faith Ministry. And we thank God for Dr. Apostle Mary Osberg, who is a great dynamite leader to teach the people of God. And we want to thank God for her giving me this chance on a Thursday. I could be anywhere else. Somewhere eating a nice chilling dinner or something. But God gave her the mind to choose me to do the work of the Lord on this day. Let's pray. Eternal God, we thank you, O God, for another opportunity to be on Raw Prayer Line. O God, set me behind, oh God, that you get the glory right now. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Just for a few minutes, like for you to turn to Psalm 31, reading at the 14th verse. But I trust in thee, O Lord.
Do you trust in him today to work things out in your life today? Thou art my God. Is he truly your God today? And living the life that God be pleased with. My time are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me. You and you on the line. Are you bound today? Are you bound because of the way you are living day by day, moment by moment? Are you bound? Are you bound that you're not doing what you should do on this Christian journey? I can let you know that Jesus could have called angels. They bound the hands of Jesus. They bound the hands of Jesus in the garden. And when he prayed, they led him through the city in chains. They spit upon the face of so pure and free from sin. They crucified him. Like oftentimes we get crucified in our lives. Call every name in the book. Scandalize our name. Say to us that we ain't gonna be nothing. Talk about us like dogs. We get crucified. Because every time we try to do right, even evil is always present. They crucify him. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and to set him free. He could have called them, but he died alone. Hung there on the cross with the two thieves for you and you and you and me. Upon his precious head, they placed a crown of bones. The people laughed at him. They laughed and laughed and said, "Behold the King, King of Kings, Lord of Lords." They struck him. They cursed him. They marred his holy name. They made fun of him. All alone, he suffered everything. I don't know about you today. Are you bound by the cares of this world? We know that there is so much is going on. God gone up. Food has gotten high. Y'all don't hear me. But one day there'll be no more sorrow there. No more burdens to bear. What a day, a glorious day that will be. But when I see Jesus, I will look upon his face, who saved me by his grace. He took me by the hand and led me through the promised land. Humble yourself right now. Humble yourself today. Therefore, under the mighty hands of God, so that you may be exalted. You and you on this line can be exalted in due time. Your peace is more important than driving yourself crazy, trying to understand why some things happen the way it did. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things, my people. For the people who want things to change, it can be changed today. Because tomorrow is not promised to you. But you need to change. Turn from your wicked ways. And know that there is a blessing. Come forward. Heaven and earth are still here. Sin is still wrong. I don't care what kind of sin that you do in your mind, in your body, whatever the sin is. You may be a whoremonger. You may be doing adultery. You may have fornication on your mind. You may be a murderer. You may be on drugs. You may be on alcohol. Whatever it is, the Bible is saying in his word, you can change. Jesus is the only way of salvation. But seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added. Seek God today. You do not have to be bound today. You don't have to be stuck up today. You don't have to worry today. You don't have to be in doubt today. You don't have to be in fear today. But seek God with your whole heart. God can change. God can change. Hallelujah. He can change you right now. He can turn your burdens into a blessing. What a day that will be. God is shifting your situation right now. God will bless you. God will protect you. God will heal you. God will guide you. God will make you happy. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. The closer you are to God, the more peaceful and happy life you you will have. I don't know about you right now, but Jesus is my Redeemer. He's the joy of my life. He's my rock. Hallelujah. He's my hope. He's my peace. He's my shepherd. He's my light. He's my salvation. He's my comforter. He's my strength. He's my healer. And he's my deliverer. Jesus loves you today. He wants you to turn to from your wicked ways to know that God is waiting for you. God knows all that you go through. He knows how much you can bear. This is the day that the Lord has made. Are you bound today? Do you need peace today? This is the day to change. The Bible says, come unto me, all ye that are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall have everlasting life. Cast all your cares upon him today. He cares for you today. He cares for you today. This is the day. You don't have to be bound. You don't have to steal. You don't have to be cheap. You don't have to cheat on your spouses. Your spouse. You don't have to do that today. You can turn it over to ask God to forgive you of your sins. If you confess that sin, he is just and faithful to forgive you of that sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Behold, I stand at the door knocking on your heart. If any man, woman, boy, or girl hears my voice and open the door, I will come into him, to her, and will sup with him and her and you and be with you. God loves you today. This is your time. You don't have to be bound. You don't have to be bound. You don't have to be bound. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shall believe in their heart that God had raised him, her, or you from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. God promised that if you would hear my word and believe on him that sent me everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. You don't have to live in hell today and be bound. If you are bound on this line right now, he will forgive you. Confession. Confess your sins to the Almighty God. Confess. Confess. It's good for the soul. This is your time to loosen yourself up. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, just want to thank you for the message that you have given me to give your people. And if anyone that is on this line right now is bound in sin today, that Lord, that they will pray that God will forgive them and confess of their sins and repent to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That they will turn their life around and want to know you, because hell is death. Hell. You are bound because you are sinning and doing the wrong thing. It's like trash, a mess, like garbage. You are bound today. You need to change. You, and you. This is the day that the Lord has made for you to make that ultimate change. In Jesus' name. Thank everyone that has come on the line. I want to thank my chief apostle for giving me another opportunity. And may God's peace, which surpasses all understanding, be with you, and you. In Jesus' name, amen.